Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, the 29th of November 2020 is Okocie Airport Incident. The Okocie Airport Incident, Polish, Opera na Okiszu, was a dispute between players and technical staff of the Poland national football team on the 29th of November 1980. Starting at the team hotel in Warsaw and climaxing at Okocie Airport. An incident of footballing insubordination at a time when strike action and other forms of civil resistance were intensifying in communist Poland, it caused a domestic press storm, which led first to the suspension of several prominent players, then the resignation of the team manager, Ryszard Kuler. Józef Mlinarczyk-Kuh, the team's goalkeeper, was hungover when the time came to leave the hotel for the airport, having not slept following a night on the town with a friend. Kuler and one of his assistants, Bernard Blout, decided to leave Mlinarczyk-Kuh behind, much to the indignation of some players, including Stanislav Tylecki, Zbigniew Bonik, Wojciech Smolarek, and Władysław Zamuda. Tylecki, a stridently pro-Western intellectual with a reputation for mocking the communist establishment, was particularly angered, and himself drove Mlinarczyk-Kuh to the airport, where the players continued their protests. Kuler eventually relented and allowed Mlinarczyk-Kuh to travel with the team. The Polish media took hold of the story and vociferously attacked the rebellious players over the following days. Meanwhile, Tylecki again defied the communist authorities by arranging for the players to meet Pope John Paul II. The Polish Football Association sent Tylecki, Mlinarczyk-Kuh, Bonik and Zamuda home and imposed various bans preventing them from playing at the international and club level over the next year. Tylecki and Bonik in particular were condemned by the association as insubordinate rabble-rousers. Smolarek received a more modest, suspended ban. Kuler resigned in protest at the sanctions imposed on the players, saying they were too harsh. Most of the banned players were reinstated during 1981, but Tylecki was not. He emigrated to the United States in June that year and, although he returned home 5 years later, he never played for Poland again. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 044 UTC on Sunday, the 29th of November 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Okocie Airport Incident. This podcast is produced by Arbuls May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbuls May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Aditi Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.